Stanley Robotman Pomoda has been called the father of Czech robotics. After over half a century of bringing people's old colanders, chandeliers and vacuum cleaners to life, Stanley has just become the subject of his own first one-man retrospective in Prague, in the city's Trafačka Gallery. Stanley, real name Marian Pomoda, has been back in the Czech Republic for 5 years now, after spending most of his adult life in exile in the United States. On a recent tour of his new show, Stanley told me where his passion for robots began.
I started building my first robot, I think I was 14 or 15 years old. And it's just that time I was reading R.U.R. from Karol Kapek. At the same time, there was a program on TV for the kids, and there was a robot there. They call it Robot Emil. And actually, Robot Emil looked exactly like this robot here. So, I don't know why, but when I saw the robot on the TV and then I was reading the book, I just went down the basement, got some plywood, and I was just cutting the plywood, you know, and creating me a first robot in my life, which looked exactly like Robot Emil.
Have your robots become more imaginative over the years then, do you think?
I am involved in several different types of robots. Some of the robots, that's my kind of recreational robot or just a passing time. And those are robots actually made from garbage, whatever the people throw away. So like those robots you see over there, you can see pile of the junk, different vacuum cleaners, I don't know, whatever is there, you know. And that's what they're made out of. But then when the robot is finished, actually, as you look at it, you won't know what kind of material are used, right? Of course, the electronics inside the robot is not from the garbage. I have to buy it and put all the circuitry together. That's the only things I'm using. I recycle the material because it's for me. It will be hard to get for me to build a robot and give him some shape. And this way I already find things, you know, where the shapes are already made. I just use my fantasy, you know, to put it together so it looks good.
And what sort of things can your robots do? I heard some reports that one of them can lift up women's skirts and was in fact designed to do that.
But that was in Key West, Florida. I just made some robot there. Actually, it was a mascot of Key West. And there was some news, some newspaper guy just got over with a photographer and they did some interview with me. And there was some young girl, she just was passing by. She stopped for a little bit. You know, when I saw her, the girl stopping, you know, and I saw the nice skirt, I said, hey, that's a good idea. And I just told the robot to lift her skirt, you know, and did it. And the photographer, he right away took a picture of this, right, you know, so the picture has been in some newspapers, different newspapers, you know, but that's a long time ago.
Do you take orders from people who want robots to do certain things, or is this just your hobby and just something you do for yourself?
No, of course I take orders, you know. I don't know, probably I built over 1,000 robots, right? But some of them robots, people just order them as a, I don't know, as a company. Got some robots in some movies, you know, for film industry. They've been working underwater, taking photography and different kind of things, been involved in some industrial robotics, you know. I mean, it's right now I'm like 4 or 5 years in Czech Republic, right? And actually, when I'm here, I have to do something. And because I'm around most musicians and artists, right? Also, I make electronic instruments. Like you see the yellow telephone. Actually, it's a synthesizer, right? There is maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 of them outside. The guy's actually playing as those phones as a musical instrument, right? You know.
Could you give me a demonstration? Can I hear how it sounds?
I will try to tune it, but we have to wait a few minutes. That's a good time to have a cigarette and have a little relax. And I will try to plug one, okay?
Did you find that Canadians and then Americans reacted differently to your robots than Czechs? Or does everyone sort of in general, when faced with a piece of technology such as this, kind of react the same, in your opinion?
Actually, I think the people in Canada, or especially in the U.S., everybody loved my robot. I had a whole bunch of programs, or I've been many times in some magazines or newspapers or on some TV programs, right? I did better with robots in U.S. than here. And actually, the word robot is from here, right? And the funniest thing is that I know robot, the word is old, I don't know, 60 years. And we are in a country where Karel Kapek creates the robot, right? And actually, my vernissage is the first vernissage in this country, world of robots. Actually, in this country, in the Czech Republic or Prague, nobody ever saw more robots together or something, you know, like they can see it actually here. Because I think when I was in exile, by making the robots, I was actually putting Czechoslovakia on the map, okay? Because always I explained to people, I was of course proud of it, you know, that I'm from the country where the robot world was gone, right?
Now, it has been asked before whether what you're doing is more artistic or scientific. What do you think?
No. When I'm in the States, it's more technical things, you know. It's a totally different kind of types of robots, okay? But here in this country, the robots are more, I will say, more associated with the art, okay? But that's the only reason why is because I use scrap, or I use the things what people throw away to create my creations, right?
There's a lot of talk right now of robots being used for warfare. Are you a sort of person who's making things like that, robots to be used in the Swat Valley in parts of Afghanistan, and do you think that that is a good sort of line of technology to look into and develop?
Well, that's I won't judge that, right? You know, but the robots are used in every field, right? They are used in space, they're used in military, right? They're used in civilian life, right? They're used, in different places where men cannot go, or some dangerous area like bed waste or something. You know, it's a dangerous area, and also send the robot there, right? You know, if you see this robot, that was a very high tech robot, right? That's robot for the nuclear power plant. Okay, that's so. I don't know why I put this picture here, because the technical robots I didn't put here, but this is the type of robots I make in U.S.
This is, meanwhile, the sound of Stanley's most popular robot here in the Czech Republic, Vedečka, a blue and yellow barrel with a salad bowl for a head, which plays disco songs and is modelled on a can of WD-40. Vedečka regularly tours with Czech band The Prostitutes and recently emceed, in his own evening dress, Fresh Film Fest in Karlovy Vary. This is only the beginning of Stanley's aspirations for robot stardom.
Right now I am putting together a robot band, right? I'm going to have 6 or 7 robots, which actually will play instruments. And with the robots, there will be, I will have 3 guys, you know, playing live, you know, maybe the drummer, I don't know, bass guitar or something, you know. And I hope before the winter I will have my first concert with a robot band here in Prague.
We'll give you the details of Stanley's robot band as they emerge, and if you want to see the ongoing retrospective of his work, then head to Trafačka Gallery before September 4th.